This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court's move to overturn Roe v. Wade is laying bare a deep national divide over the abortion issue. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Outside the high court, Lydia Taylor celebrated.
I've been working and praying for the past, 5 years for this day.
Now she wants a push for all states to ban abortion, as she cried tears of joy nearby.
It's terrifying.
Ansley Cole is scared.
Because what are they going to come for next?
Columbia University professor Terry McGovern says a lot of rights are now at risk.
Contraception, I think certainly gay marriage and protections for same-sex relationship.
And others based on the right to privacy.
This decision is a seismic shift in how we understand or how SCOTUS has understood the Constitution.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Following up on the Supreme Court's ending of the constitutional protections for abortion, Democrats in the U.S. Senate are calling for an investigation of tech companies' use of personal data. AP's Ed Donahue.
The lawmakers accuse Apple and Google of deceiving millions of mobile phone users by enabling the collection and sale of their personal data to third parties. Privacy experts say now that Roe v. Wade was overturned, it could make women vulnerable because their personal data could be used to surveil pregnancies and shared with police or sold to vigilantes. In a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, the senators said data brokers are already selling and sharing the location information of people that visit abortion providers to anyone with a credit card. They also noted Apple and Google now allow customers to opt out of data tracking. But until recently, it was difficult to do it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's decision to make Ukraine a candidate for EU membership has offered war-weary Ukrainians a morale boost, even as the country's military ordered its fighters to retreat from a key city in the eastern Donbas region. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the decision of EU leaders as vindication for his nation's fight against Russia's aggression. Others recalled the 2014 revolution that ousted Ukraine's pro-Moscow president, sparked in part by his decision not to complete an EU association agreement. Russian President Vladimir Putin opposed the agreement, just as he demanded before the current war that Ukraine is kept out of NATO. Ukraine applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded. The head of the United Nations has warned the world faces catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis, already affecting hundreds of millions of people. He said there was a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022 and 2023 could be even worse. Guterres said UN negotiators have been working on a deal that would enable Ukraine to export food and let Russia bring food and fertilizer to world markets without restrictions. He spoke Friday in a video message to officials from dozens of countries who were gathered in Berlin. Villagers rushed to bury the dead and dug by hand through the rubble of homes in search of survivors after a devastating earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. Residents appeared to be largely on their own Thursday to deal with the aftermath as their new Taliban-led government and the international aid community struggled to help. State media said Wednesday the quake killed 1,000 people. An independent UN court said around 770 people had been killed in Paktika and coast provinces. It's unclear how either sum was tallied given the difficulty of accessing or communicating with the affected areas. Scientists estimate that nearly 20 million lives were saved worldwide by COVID-19 vaccines during their first year. In a study published Thursday, they say that even more deaths could have been prevented if global targets for vaccines had been reached. Scientists at Imperial College London used the data from 185 countries to estimate how many deaths were prevented by the vaccination effort. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.